Hi, welcome to We Mentor Mondays podcast with Nancy. Get inspired, break through to new dimensions with your peers on the entrepreneurial journey of self-discovery. Learn something new from our stories today. This week, I'm introducing you to what I would go through with a new client. And so, Mike Cabea, thank you, my sound engineer.
I don't know what to say. Thank you.
And thank you for agreeing to be mentored this week.
Absolutely. You know, I have my own little business going on. It's a privilege and it's a great opportunity for me to be around as I'm helping you with the sound to get to learn something, because I actually have the needs that most people listening to this show have too. So it's a great opportunity for me.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. Like our audience members, there's a lot of people who are transitioning from their current work environment to really shape their life work and cultivate that in a way that they're doing it through entrepreneurial activity. So they want to generate income to support their livelihood. But a lot of people can't just jump right in. What they need to do is plan carefully and make sure that the activities that they're starting to do actually generate money on a regular basis so that they can support themselves and their family.
Absolutely.
So when I first start working with a client, I noticed over a period of time that it took me a long time to really get to what the important aspect was, which is, to me, how a person feels, where they're at emotionally, along with their venture and where they're at. Because when you put money together with your livelihood, there's a lot of emotions that are generated along the process.
Absolutely.
And so in response to that, what I did was developed a self-awareness mentoring journal. And so every person that I work with fills out the journal. And then from there, we ask some different questions and then get a conversation going.
Absolutely.
So our audience is not privy to the self-awareness mentoring journal that you have in front of you. But what I would like to do is just walk through it. And we'll have them, I'll put a PDF on the website.
Absolutely. That would be great.
Okay. So circle how you feel, as many feelings as you feel. And I've divided your feelings or emotions into four different categories, because everyone I work with is in a major transition. And so the first category is emotions of inner peace, where you can expand your thoughts and increase your experiences that engage and amplify these feelings. And in general, some people feel like if they have a spiritual connection, that they in general have, you know, are connected to a higher being. And so they feel that they trust the higher power. They're observant. They feel powerful. Some other feelings, if you're feeling emotions of inner peace, you feel validated. You're aware of what's going on. You feel empathetic to other people. You feel curious about what you're going to be learning. You feel connected and grounded. You feel respectful and generous in spirit, joyful, receptive, optimistic and happy and kind and enthusiastic and open-hearted. Also, a couple other feelings in that category are compassionate and being mentally fluid and clear. And what I mean by being, if you have a feeling of being mentally fluid and clear, it means that you feel like your thinking is clear. You're not preoccupied with some things that are going on in your personal relationships with people or in your business relationships that are kind of taking up your space in your mind or your heart.
Okay.
So if you have any emotions in that area, why don't you go ahead and circle those while I'm talking, and then I'll go on to the next category, and then we'll come back and you can share those if you'd like.
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. The second category where you can circle how you feel is your emotions of internal challenge and growth. And this is a place in which, based on what you circle, there are opportunities to shift your perspective and attract more of what you need to strengthen who you are. So it's kind of feelings of learning and growing. And people who are feeling internally challenged can feel confused. They might have an energy surge. They might be uncomfortable. They might feel overcommitted because they're trying to balance several, you know, a number of things at the same time. They're striving for clarity because they're in the process of this change that they're not familiar with. They also may be feeling discontent, overwhelmed, invested, fearful, emotionally cleansing. So some people, emotionally cleansing means sometimes there's a relationship that hasn't gone in the direction that you've wanted. And so you feel like you're letting go.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to reach the mental fluid and clarity that you would normally feel.
Mm-hmm.
But in this area, if you're circling that, that means that you're working through something with a close relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You can also feel, if you're experiencing emotions of internal challenge and growth, you can feel anticipatory because you're wondering what's next. You can feel courageous because you're taking risks. You can feel insecure because you don't know what's going to happen and you're putting yourself out there into the world in a new way.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling a lot of pressure. You could feel mentally unclear because you're, you know, emotionally cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
Action-oriented is also another emotion that surfaces in this area. Open and receptive, contemplative, embracing resistance, challenged, determined, distracted, exhausted, vulnerable. So you can see in that category, it isn't all really, you know, positive feelings that elevate you. It's kind of a mixture.
Absolutely.
Of feelings. And that's normal when you're going through a lot of internal challenge and change.
Mm-hmm.
So circle any of those feelings in that category that resonated with you.
Okay.
And sometimes we can have a lot of feelings in one category, or I've had some people circle one feeling in each category. And some people they've just had one feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's kind of, everybody has a different emotional mixture of what they understand about themselves and what's going on internally.
Mm-hmm.
The next two categories, the third category is emotions signaling inner hurt. And these are feelings that are telling you that there's some sort of healing going on. There may be a need for forgiveness, or you also may need to reconnect with somebody in a different way. So some of the feelings that surface there are angry, lonely, sad, tearful, disillusioned, resentful, disappointed, manipulated, wounded, unforgiving, controlling, mistrusting what's going on, physical pain, humiliated, unresolved, unforgiving, weighted down, might be feeling guilty, misunderstood, disconnected, or inadequate.
Mm-hmm.
So those are feelings that are signaling that something needs to happen, and that you need to pay attention to what those feelings are going on. And they can be whatever you're thinking about. So in business ownership, I address both the personal side and the business side, because your life is really integrated as an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And all relationships are they vary in importance, but they can also cause you pain.
Well, I'm lucky that you're trying to look into that direction. I feel like most of the time people don't even allude to those things that are in straight connection with the personality. They'd rather think about their business and how to generate money and all of that. But I feel like what you're pinpointing right now is of extreme importance.
Great. And that's what I'm bringing to the each mentoring relationship is more of a holistic perspective.
Absolutely.
That we're bringing ourselves to our business. And so we need to address what's going on with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way. It's the best therapy you can imagine having.
Oh, well, that's great.
The fourth area is emotions signaling you to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And these emotions mean that they're surfacing to a degree that other people are noticing them. And you need to stop to figure out what's going on. Maybe you were triggered in a way that brought you a lot of shame. And so you're either pulling way inward, mm-hmm. and disconnecting from the world, or you're throwing all caution to the wind and becoming very impulsive, self-destructive. You might be very irritable. You might feel totally out of control. You might even feel malicious. Overly responsible, people show up with very irrational, or they may feel vindictive, or they might have really low energy. They might even be suicidal. They might be feeling annoyed, powerless. They could feel belligerent. But any of these feelings, because they're so strong and they're deeper,
mm-hmm.
It takes a little bit more time for a person to figure out what's going on so that they can respond constructively.
Uh-huh.
So this whole process helps people become more emotionally intelligent, where they understand themselves better, and then they can direct their decision-making and actions in a more constructive way that feels better for them and feels good for other people as well.
Uh-huh. Wow. That's incredible. It's like peeling all the layers that make the personality, you know, to be able to find what is at the core of the human being that will help him succeed ultimately, I guess.
Yes. And initially, everybody feels a little bit reserved in filling them out or contemplative because you're taking a risk to put yourself on the line. Mm-hmm. But that's what entrepreneurship is. And so I start every relationship out the way that entrepreneurship is. You're
Absolutely.
Laying yourself on the line all the time, every day.
Absolutely.
So tell me, how are you feeling?
Well, tell you what, I've been circling some of the things that you were talking about here. I guess that the first ones you were talking about, emotions of inner peace, well, things related to that. And in that perspective, I circled curiosity. This is kind of the thing that's pretty much invading me right now, you know. I spend a lot of time at, you know, trying to see what others are doing out there. You know, I hear all sorts of comments. You have tons of people on YouTube, for example, who describe the business and how it is successful. I got to the point where I can tell, well, I guess I have the talent. You know, I can
Yes.
do as good as these people do. But why can't I generate even the 10% of what these people are generating?
Oh.
You know, to be straightforward, I'm doing photography, videography, and audio, and all of that. I have heard people, for example, photographers saying that if they have 5-6 weddings, that's okay for them for the year. I mean, they do that for a living. And if they have covered or photographed 6 weddings, they're good to go for the whole year. And that's just like a huge dream for me. That's not possible for now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just leaves me in this place where I have tons of curiosity, tons of questions going on in my mind. What else can I do? How can I get at least even halfway to that? You know? And so that translates into reading, you know, questioning people and all of that. And I can tell you that to this point, I haven't got the last answer yet.
Great. So your curiosity is Yes. leading you to do some research to
Yes.
figure out what other people are doing.
Absolutely.
And you're doing your own personal investigation of the field.
Yes. That's why I'm very happy that I can be sharing this with you through this, you know, session. It just opens my eyes a lot, you know, as it helps me understand a lot of components of success, if you will.
Oh, great.
Mm. So the other thing I circled was striving for clarity. I guess it's in the same, it's in keep with what I said before, and this is the second category, I guess, emotions of internal challenge and growth. And I'm striving for that clarity. There's still lots of unknown, you know.
Okay.
On my path as a, you know, as a person of communications, a photographer, videographer, I still have lots of questions unresolved, you know. How to manage my own business, how to be able to, you know, to handle the tax issues and all of that. How to make sure that I'm clean with the government and I'm not going to be one day to having been doing something illegal or something like that. You know, there's still a lot of questions going on. And of course, at this stage, I cannot pretend to employ somebody who would work for me. And so I'm kind of taking care of the whole business on my own.
Yes.
And I have a lot of things that I, you know, I don't know.
Yes.
So I need that clarity.
Okay.
And if you have still have a little time, I can mention some of the stuff that you talked about too.
Yes. Go ahead.
You talked about emotions signaling inner hurt. And one of the things that I am feeling currently is, I would say, disappointment a little bit. And this is in straight connection with my past, I would say, you know, having worked as a journalist back home in the Democratic Republic of the Congo in Africa, and then having been forced, you know, quote unquote, to leave the country against my will, to come and start living here, leaving everything I could have behind, leaving my, you know,
my people, reputation.
My reputation. Losing all of that, you know, these are things that I worked for so hard over the course of years.
Yes.
And just when I was feeling like, okay, I got to that point, I had to drop everything because guess what? I'm living in an environment where there's insecurity. And when you say the truth, some people out there feel like you're becoming dangerous and they're ready to throw in jail or to take your life. And wow. So I lost all of that, which resulted into huge disappointment. I would even speak here in terms of stress and all of that, you know. So even though it's been a couple of years now, but it's still continuing to some degree. And in also
your feelings of disappointment and
yes,
trying to
absolutely
and feeling a great sense of loss
absolutely.
Of your reputation
of my reputation
and the path that you were on as a journalist
absolutely and everything I had acquired already, you know, everything were to remain behind, and I have no control over those whatsoever.
Hmm.
You know, so
yeah.
Restarting my life pretty much from scratch, that has, you know, induced in me a lot of disappointment and a certain feeling of uncertainty for the future.
Sure.
So this is one of them. And let me just quickly mention the fourth that I noted quickly while you were speaking here, explaining things. You talked in terms of emotions signaling you to stop. Okay.
Yeah.
That again, and I would also say it's somehow in keep with everything else I said before. But to me, it's the fear,
okay.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The fear when you wonder whether what you're undertaking is actually going to succeed, or if you're not just going to put yourself into trouble, you know, taking the chance of even losing the little you could have before, you know. So then you become overly responsible. You feel like you need to measure to the tick every little action you undertake. Everything has to be under control. And that translates in a pressure.
Yes.
You know, you feel that burden on you almost constantly. Almost constantly. Well, that's what I can say for now. But
well,
thank you very much for
revealing
all these things.
Well, you are so eloquent.
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt. You're so eloquent in your ability to express yourself and really name exactly what you're experiencing. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that you're not alone. It's very common. And anytime you take a big risk, mm-hmm. Like you're taking, to really leap into something that you don't have all the answers to, mm-hmm. Is a leap of faith.
Absolutely.
And the process that you're going through is you're using your inquisitive nature and your curiosity and your desire to find some answers to do the investigating, which also that's a way to utilize your fear instead of letting it paralyze you so that you become inactive.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do is keep channeling it and stay in the flow of it and continue to answer the questions. And I'm going to have an accountant also that we interview and ask these main questions that every entrepreneur has,
mm-hmm.
About your business and how to prevent tax issues in the future,
mm-hmm.
so that you can feel like you're not staying up at night worried about your finances.
Absolutely. That would be so
or,
great.
Yeah, if you're... Yeah, right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is terrific. This helps us continue our relationship in a really authentic way.
Mm-hmm.
So the next part of this is really asking you some questions that will help you address your emotions and also help you kind of follow your inquisitive heart,
mm-hmm.
And maybe get some more answers for yourself.
Absolutely. Would love to hear those and, kind of get to wrap my mind around them.
Great. Okay, good. So there's five questions, and I had you fill them out ahead of time so that because each of them take a little bit of thought. So the first question is: describe your business and what you do in your business. There are many facets that you've described to me of how you're doing this. That's why I think mm-hmm. you're Mike Cabea Cazzotti Media.
Well, thanks for that revelation. Honestly, I have to tell you, I can underline a few things that I'm currently doing. And again, here I'm still on that spot where you feel like you could call it a different name mm-hmm. to make it even resonate better.
Yes.
But let me just tell you right up front, I do communications, if you will. And that includes audiovisual, which may translate into doing sound and everything that is visual, data projection, etc. But to those, I add photography, videography, and I keep on also acting as a journalist, a freelancer, if you will, in that I interview people, on a variety of subjects, including people who just produced their books. Like I had this great opportunity to interview Professor Emerita Diana Hayes of her recent publication entitled Forged in a Fiery Furnace. Long story short, I kind of do a lot of stuff in connection with communications. And thank you very much for thinking that all of that could be called actually Mike Cabea Media, because it's really the media. I'm into all these things. And maybe that's a great contribution already you're doing here today, revealing to me actually how I could call all these things. Because so far, I used to call my business Cabea Pictures, mostly because I got known as a photographer and videographer. And so
sure.
those two sort of inspired the name of my business.
Yeah, and the reason to kind of play around
yes.
with different names
yes.
and get feedback from others is so you can see what other people see you as. Mm-hmm. And they give you some feedback, but also you can see for yourself. You were like my Kabea Pictures.
Yeah.
You were like, well, that's putting me in a box.
Yes.
And I have a lot of talents in a variety of different ways under the umbrella of communications and media.
Mm-hmm.
My journaling background. And so when you develop your business entity, you want to think in terms of, I want to keep the business entity big enough so that I'm not feeling boxed in any way, that I can do all these different elements to generate income because they give me joy.
Mm-hmm.
And because they also add revenue to the bottom line, that I want one way to describe to people so that they can easily understand what I do. And if you have media or communications underneath it, then you can talk specifically to your customer, tailoring the message to what you need or what they need.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's a great piece of advice, absolutely. And I'm looking into, you know, kind of retouching the nomination of my business, having, you know, with respect to everything you just said here.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And then, yes, I'll make sure that you get your questions answered from an accountant.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes.
Okay. The next question is, what is most pressing in your business right now?
Well, thank you very much for asking this question. Well, I would say this is a tough one. But let me just say right away that I'm eager to be known
okay.
out there. I want people to be aware that I exist and I can do a great job, actually. This is one of them. I definitely need to get my name out there and to be known. Second is I really, really need to acquire adequate equipment that will help me provide the kind of job I'm dreaming about, you know. And that calls for money, as a matter of fact. So,
sure.
Yeah. So that would be probably another component to those, money. How do you get money? I mean, I work for the University of Minnesota. I have a decent salary, but it's not going to help me to acquire the equipment I need, you know, to be able to tackle all the needs that I face.
Yes.
On a daily basis with respect to my business.
Yes. And you have already purchased and invested in a lot of really quality equipment already.
Absolutely.
And so you're wanting your business and the work that you do to generate enough income so that you can continue expanding
yes.
Your inventory of equipment so that whatever job you're doing,
yes.
You have the equipment to do the work.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Excellent. And are we ready to move on to the next question?
Yes, please.
Okay. So what about entrepreneurship are you most curious to learn?
I guess the one thing is to know how to promote efficiently my business. I don't know if that answers really your question, but I have that need, you know, how mm-hmm. to promote my business. And second is how to manage my finances.
Okay.
Yeah. That one is extremely important too. You know, you can, you know, studying as a, you know, brand new photographer and all of that with, you know, earning very little, where you almost see everything that's coming. But when you start having lots and lots, you know, of markets, if you will, or clients requesting your work, then it starts to get a little bit confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to figure out what do you keep, what are you allowed to to consume as benefit.
Yeah.
What do you need to put on a side to pay for taxes and all of that? And the more the business grow, I feel like the more it's going to get intricate.
Yes. So in the 60s to mid 70s, mm-hmm. business planning became very, very popular in the United States. Mm-hmm. And as the numbers of entrepreneurs started going into business, more classes were addressing how can an entrepreneur start a business and get funding, mm-hmm. That the businesses, that the banks would support in helping out. Mm-hmm. And so I developed a business planning process.
Yes.
And I normally do this in small groups, and I used to do this at the University of St. Mary's and St. Kate's, mm-hmm. in teaching a small business finance class and then also teaching a class in entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. And I would have every class member either be in groups or individually, but everyone would write a business plan, and I have clients do that as well. Because the business plan helps you to make mistakes on paper instead of in your pocketbook.
Oh, okay.
And so because it takes a lot, it's a creative business and it's a creative activity. And so it takes a lot of thinking about like what you're going through with your name and your identity, mm-hmm. and letting go of or coming to terms with what has happened to you in your past, and then how can you shape that to help build on your story and capture the essence of the work that you were doing and you want to do more of in something that will generate income from you. So part of the process is clarifying what your vision and your mission is for your business, and all these things are part of the business planning process. So those are the pieces that we can, you know, slowly unpack together.
Oh yeah, that was going to be my next question, is that are you going to be able to kind of, you know, walk me through all that process and just help me acquire the real terms and the real, you know, how to undertake those kind of things, how to put them on paper, actually. Am I going to be able to learn that through this exchange?
Yes. Well, some of it I'll do, you know, a lot of it I'll do off the mic.
Okay.
But there will be elements that we can do with our audience, because you're not alone, and these are the same questions that every entrepreneur asks on the path,
okay.
To starting up a venture and really embracing and cultivating their life work under the umbrella of entrepreneurship.
Wow. Well, thank you for doing that.
Great. Okay. And two, there's lots of questions about finance and how do you cash flow a business. And so we'll be talking more about those things too as we go along.
Okay.
What is keeping you, is there anything that's keeping you awake at night? Or do you have any, it seems to me that you're more in a curiosity mode and you're striving for clarity, mm-hmm. and there's some fear that's coming up, but it seems like you have enough wherewithal to ask questions, to find, you're very resourceful.
Yes.
And so you're on the hunt to kind of get those answers.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I think you pretty much answered my question too, you know?
Great.
Yeah. So I'm on that path, actually. I'm on that spot.
Okay.
Pretty much where you, there's a lot of curiosity, I guess, just like you said, and a lot of questions coming up. How am I going to resolve this issue? How am I actually going to get the money, et cetera, et cetera. You have questions like this, you know, haunting you,
yes.
if you will. And yeah, that's good. So what is happening.
I really admire you for reaching out and also working with me as the sound engineer.
Absolutely.
But also being open to experience what mentoring is like.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And that's a great privilege that I have and a great opportunity. Thank you again.
Yeah. Oh, I feel the same way. I just feel really fortunate to be able to help you out.
Thank you.
Yes. So part of the mentoring process when I work with people is I'm kind of like the like people come with thoughts every week or every month or every other week. Mm-hmm. And I'm like releasing some of the pressure for them okay. that they're feeling, or so that they don't continue to run their business feeling out of control, and because it leads to a path of really poor decision-making and a lot of havoc mm-hmm. For a lot of good business owners with really solid ideas that they could do something great with.
Yes.
So I am all about making sure that more people, that's why I developed the podcast, so oh. more people could get exposure mm-hmm. to what mentoring is and how to experience it and how to utilize the positive relationships to really promote yourself and get what you need mm-hmm. As you go along in your business.
Wow. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for doing that.
Good. Okay, there's one last question that I'd like to get just a sense of.
Okay.
And then I think we're done for today.
Oh, well. Well, we'll have learned a lot for today, though. Thank you very much.
Oh, good. Mm. Okay. So the last question is, where would you like to be in a year from now?
Well, I guess I would love to, first of all, develop that certainty about my business. And, you know, I would say I would love to be able to predict, you know, to predict that my business would be able to generate at least this amount of money in a year. You know, I would say my greatest goal would be to one day take care of myself, you know, to be my own boss, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that I have the talent that it takes to achieve that.
I believe you.
But I just don't know so far how to get there.
So you need to channel it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you want to, so in a year from now, you want to be well on your way.
Yes. I would love to be well on my way.
Okay. Within the business plan, there's a section on finances
mm-hmm.
Where you project out about 3 years and you figure out what it's going to cost.
Mm-hmm.
And people who are in career transition, you can kind of get a sense of, if you're trying to replace a salary,
yes.
What it's going to take to replace and increase the salary that you're currently being paid.
Mm-hmm.
How long it'll take and how much revenue you need to generate in order to cover all the expenses, including your salary. All right. And one of the ways I would like to also contribute to promoting your business is I want you to advertise on my podcast.
Wow.
I'm committing to that live.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, which is so great. And I thank you so very much for backing me up like that.
Absolutely. And I will be with you over this next year along this journey. And so what I would like our listeners to know is part of the process that I've realized is I want to interview people, mm-hmm. but if they're engaging in an open, authentic, and honest mm-hmm. Relationship and they really want the mentoring mm-hmm. that I would like to follow them through the process and have our listeners also get to know each person that I'm mentoring on air in more than one interview yeah. so that we can develop a relationship and because there will be a deeper sense of learning and a stronger connection to the understanding of what business ownership is all about and really how to do it for themselves.
Well, that's great. That's great. Just a quick question. Don't you feel like some of the people might feel like, am I going to be talking about my business on air like that or whatever? What do you have to tell them tonight?
I have to reassure them that if they were one of the people that we were taping, mm-hmm. and they've agreed as to start the mentoring process, mm-hmm. they can have one interview and see what it's like. Mm-hmm. And if they're feeling like some of the things that they shared, they were a little uncomfortable with, we can just edit that out.
Oh, okay. That's great.
But not you. So I want to keep everything that you've shared.
So I am not allowed to edit out. Oh, well, that's okay. You know what? The benefit I have being around you and as I'm helping you out here, but learning, it is critical. this is a great opportunity for me, and I'm more than grateful for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. I just really love helping people achieve the lifestyles that they would really like, what they desire. So this is a good stopping point. We will pick up in another time, you and I. And our listeners, thank you for listening. Thanks for Mike for being our sound engineer. And we will see you next Monday.
Thank you very much, Nancy. Bye-bye.
Bye.